Well, Brother Patrick mentioned that your soul is dependent upon it. I don't mind him saying that. That's the severity of a preacher. And the passages he wanted me to speak to were the ones that mentioned water. I never mentioned the passages that mentioned water. Didn't mention water. Okay, so what we were debating was is that apparently the Bible can't use the word baptizo unless it is by water or with water by a New Testament church, which would have to then make sure, because if your soul depends upon it, it's the wrong church, then it all falls apart, I guess, is what people have come to accept. All these conditions, that the right church, the right mode, the right motive, the right whatever, whatever, whatever. Also, in the name of Jesus in Acts 2:38, that is upon the name. That was the basis upon which Peter stood and gave the command. Also, another passage in the name in the book of Acts is into the name. That's just because the Bible says that. When I say the Bible, I don't mean the King James's, the Church of England Episcopalian group. I don't mean any of the other vulgar English versions. I mean the Greek Bible that is used. But I don't know how to respond to the verses that use water and then say this verse is full of water, so that means it's the other one. It doesn't. It does. I'm just saying to take the Bible literally. I can't do that. It does say fire, water, spirit. Even Jesus said, I'm being baptized with a baptism. Can you be baptized with the baptism with which I'm to be baptized? Now, I'm not saying that to prove anything. I was saying it to show that what we were asked to discuss is, do you have to be baptized with water in order that you might be saved? And he means regenerated by the word saved. The Bible doesn't mean regenerated by the word saved. There's another word for that, genao. You all would know that. It's your book of Genesis, an origin or a species. So, I really don't know to what end how you could stop someone from saying this word means this and this word means that if they wanted to. I'm not picking on him. He was taught this. Prevailing thoughts are always what people say, not what's written. I have a great heaviness in my heart for people that have been told so many things that they can't even read what it says. I don't mean they don't want to. It's as he was saying earlier in his conclusion, look at these things. Now watch him try to explain away. I won't explain any passage away. He put every passage up there at the end of his argument did not include water. I didn't take it out, and I didn't make it up, and I'm sorry about that. And the Baptists that were here that night can just stay that way. But if I'm going to preach the gospel to you, and it's the power of God to deliver you, which doesn't occur until after God's Spirit works in a person, which that's another day. Again, you have to add this. And the word sub, I guess the Baptists put it in Taylor's lexicon so they could win an argument with the Methodist. I don't know. You can only imagine what that would do to someone if you rewrite the dictionary that you go look up the words in. He looked up in Vines and said, was it Vines that you looked up and said immersion? So it wasn't merge. The thing that is overlooked is immersion. The word immersion is the past participial form of the finite verb merge. Now, I wouldn't want to get that technical, especially when I'm in church. I like to just preach and move on. But immerse, that word I am, is a prefix that's added to the word. It's not in there. There's no such word as in baptizo. It's just baptizo. There's no prefix in the Greek text. The finite verb is merge. So when he looked it up, he was reading it in a past participial form. He was also looking it up in a book that's not the scriptures. They're not inspired, the lexicons. So whenever they add prefixes or they take remote conjugated forms of the word as a definition, I don't know who gave them permission to do that. But one thing Tree has learned, which is my native name, is I read carefully the text. And I'm admonishing you to accept that this is what it looks like when someone reads it literally. If you think it's pathetic, that's fine. I don't mind. If you think it's silly, I still don't mind it. What it took for me to be able to read it literally, very few people are willing to do. So I don't mind that. Again, here, the merging them into the name, that's a continual, ongoing process. This is not an event, which is what water baptism is. And this is teaching them always to be observing as many things as I commissioned you Again, there's you can put sub on it, which is has to be added. You can translate immerse, which is a conjugated form of this verb. I don't know why we'd want to. This is the work. And in the passage that is baptized, merged is passive voice. It's what happens to you. Believe and be merged. Also here, for the Baptist folks that taught this, you better make sure that's the right kind of church. And you all don't believe Baptist churches are the right kind. And Baptists don't believe you all are the right kind. And there's no reason for us to throw things at each other at Walmart, because we'd probably be looking for a blue light special if you're in Kmart. But the truth is, while we're sitting here as civic people in a country that God's so gracious us with the privilege and freedom that no one can do anything, nor do we want to do anything to each other except listen. My soul is not dependent upon the church that baptized me. I'm talking about me. And you can't find the scripture that says I have to be baptized with water to be regenerated. And I didn't write the scriptures that omitted that. Every text he goes to with water is what I'm saying. When God wants to talk about water, he'll talk about water. When he wants to talk about fire, he'll talk about fire. When he wants to talk about spirit, he'll talk about spirit. When he wants to talk about what Jesus does in baptizing his church with the Holy Spirit, he can talk about that. When he wants to talk about being baptized with fire, he'll talk that way. And what God wants to say, be merged into, and you have to then look in the context, which is not a struggle for me. And when I come to passive voice, my only question is, what's the agency? And I don't get it outside of the Bible and then bring it into the text. It's there in the text. What were we talking about in the book of Romans, except that I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God and salvation to the Jewish one first, and then also to the Greek. We're the Greeks, by the way. We're the heathen. We're the Gentiles that it speaks of. We're the ones that were outside the covenant, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. We're the ones that it was radically mentioned and made known to all the world that in this one Christ Jesus, all would be saved. Now, 1 John's argument is now, well, repentance isn't there, all those other things. The book of 1 John mentions that first we believe, and then we believe. 1 John 5:1, any person that reads and knows what the perfect tense knows, that the antecedent action which happens first is regeneration. And to suggest that faith is incomplete, that it doesn't involve everything that a regenerated result or consequence would perform. I've never met a child of God that wasn't baptized with water. Do you all know people that are turning off the spigot? Yeah, but now we've got to stop. It's not enough to be baptized with water. Now we've got to back up and say, were you doing it for the right reason? That's not enough. Now we got back up. Was it the right church? You better be able to tell me what the definition criteria is for your church, and you better be able to show me and prove that. Because if you're telling me about the scriptures, I just have to take it on what you're saying. But in the scriptures, it doesn't say that, and if that is more correctly, it's not written. You're asking me to bank a lot on that, because in this short life, of which it's very quickly passing, some of you may not be as old as I am, but I'm old now. I'm 48 years old. You have no idea how old that is for a man. I mean, we break down fast compared to women. My wife's already, you know, thinking about upgrading the insurance. No, seriously, I'm worth more dead than alive. I will be. And that's serious. You know why? Because she doesn't need me around if I'm going to not help her. But I'll tell you this. If you're saying that in my brief blink on this earth, somehow you have evidential criteria that can be substantiated, that you have the credential that would authorize you to confer upon me a baptism with water, that is so correct and accurate that it would correspond directly to the accuracy and infallibility of the scriptures, because it would have to if I'm going to bank my soul on it. You got to go a long way to get this Cherokee Symmetry. I won't. And it better not be chlorinated water, and it better not be in a baptistry where the plug's in it, because we fought over that years ago, if any of you remember your history. And you better take me to the Jordan River, and you better dig up the bones of John the Baptist if you're going to do it that right, that correctly. You're not hinging my soul upon your credential as a church. You're not hinging my soul upon your interpretation of my motivation at the time I submit to your application and administration of that ordinance. Baptist. Not Church of Christ, folks. I would never talk to y'all like this. It's the Baptist that's proud of their credential, but can't even prove it. Well, we'll turn our nose up at folks if they don't have good baptism. You know what good baptism is? The one we give. Amen. I like that. I like that. I got a car sale that's one of the biggest in our church. So I want to say, you know, I say the car. But I know it's always trying to sell me something that's not in the scriptures. I don't want to buy anything that's not in the scriptures. Every time he goes to a passage, he says, here's one that says water. Well, good, I've said that. If God wants to say water, he'll say water. If God wants to say, I'm talking about baptism by water, I'll say that. But if I don't want to, he doesn't. And I still believe it's true to live the way I was called. You speak where the scriptures speak, and you remain quiet where the scriptures are quiet. Now, have you not ever seen that in practice? Because if you haven't, I'm sorry, but this is what it looks like. And I would be ashamed in this country with these little gadgets like this computer here, this little whatever this is, and this silly microphone, to walk up here and not have done my own work and translate the Bible. You know why? Because to whom much is given, much is required. And it's no trouble to me to click on the Bible and to read the Greek and the Hebrew language. It's no excuse for anybody not be able to look it up. I'm telling you, if you want to debate this, go ahead. But I don't have an illustration up here as Patrick did. He said, well, if you want $1,000, I don't know what that even means. I'm married. I don't have $1,000. Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm happily married. She can fix your computer. You understand? She's smart and pretty. Now, that's hard to find. So when I translated this, it wasn't according to my rules of grammar and translation. He knows the name of this rule. It's a grammar sharp. I didn't make it. I didn't come up with it. It never occurred to me to say, hey, how can I prove my faith is right over someone else? I've never even argued with the Church of Christ fellow in my lifetime. Never even thought I'd argue with Baptist. But you know what they told me when I came here? Preach the Word, brother. We believe the book. I start preaching the Word. They don't believe the book. He said, now wait a minute there, preacher, and that passage right there, that's you got to add the water, you got to make sure it's by a new church, you got to make sure it's total immersion, you got to make sure it's and I'm like, wow. That's a lot of stuff to get out of a passage that doesn't even mention the water. Doesn't even mention the administrator. Doesn't even mention the motivation of the person. Doesn't even mention the credentials, the evidential criteria that's now been created in order that we might now say that we're going to meet that. And I wouldn't pick on Patrick. I think he's a wonderful fellow. He said he was once a Baptist. And you know it's not possible to never be one again. I mean, if he's ever a Baptist, he's still one. He said, I don't understand that. But he does. Why, he probably worked up a lather over that one time in his life. Some Jehovah's Witnesses come to my house one time. I found out one of them said they used to be a Baptist. I said, well, you're wasting a lot of time here because you know better. I said, you know the grace of God is what touches your heart. You know the Holy Spirit that convinces you of your lost condition. You know that when you looked and saw Jesus on that cross, He was in the place you belonged in. You know that. And you know that unless something changed in you, you had no interest in the church or in water baptism or reading the Bible or singing Amazing Grace. As he said, well, we know that it doesn't earn it. Really, but if you make it conditioned upon that, then everything else is dependent upon it, isn't it? What's the old saying? The chain's only as strong as the weakest link? Well, I tell you right now, you have failed somewhere in your life since you've been baptized. Now, you're happy to believe, as I've been taught, in once baptized, always baptized. Which strikes me that the word baptizo doesn't appear in perfect tense in the Greek New Testament, which would say, once in the past completed, baptized, presently continuing baptized, which would be once baptized, always baptized, but it doesn't teach that. So make sure you keep it current, is what they're telling me. The Baptists say, make sure you get the right time by the right people under the right circumstances, and we'll let you know if it's correct. Great. Let's work on that. But there's a whole lot that's already taking place in me that they can't undo and they can't achieve by what they are offering me. Now, if you want to step up one more and then say, well, you have to be this way in order to be saved, meaning regenerated, born from above. And the passage in John 3 said, born out in water, generate out in water, not baptize out in water. And Jesus explained it in parallelism by saying that which is having been begotten previously, the man who got out of the flesh is blood. So I never thought I'd be standing up in front of Baptists who say they believe the Bible and try to tell them that you can't bring stuff in. These aren't the red letters that the red letter edition talks about.
You're not generated out from water and spirit. The only explanation is what the Bible says. You say, well, you have the silliest explanation I've ever heard of. I know I've got some text that said, generated out from flesh is referring to what generated out from the water means. Generated out from the spirit refers to what generated out from the spirit means. How silly am I to believe the scriptures and find my explanations in the context? How silly am I?
If I call your position silly, I apologize.
I'm talking to the Baptist.
Okay.
You people are such wonderful people. Did you hear them heathen hollering back there earlier? Y'all going to hell. I've been their pastor for a long time, so.
But you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to tell you that there's places in the Bible that I can just insert words into. I'm not going to do it. I don't believe it's a book that needs my help.
Again, here he said, repent. Literally, it was upon the name of Jesus Christ. Upon the name of Jesus Christ. And here he is. Upon the name of Jesus Christ, which is the basis of his authority to command. The name of the individual. They didn't want you to be murdered just for something to come to be one with something else. He says, come to be merged, completely coalesced to this. And the word sent means negative testimonies. You can look that up in Acts 14, 17, and any little finds or simple little Greek book. It's got an alpha primitive, the letter A in front of the word martyr. And it's to negate a witness. And anything the Bible says is capable of being negated, it has a word for that. And here it says that what their negative testimony was, they negated. They said Jesus wasn't the Messiah. They said he wasn't the one from the Bible. And Peter said, this same one that you took by wicked hands, God has made both Lord and Christ. And there were only a certain ones in the audience that were pierced in hearts. The rest of them had hearts of stone because they weren't God's people. Merged into Moses, exactly what it says. That happened, I told you earlier. I didn't even make up the fact that the Passover came first and baptism came second. And those are types in the Old Testament. It says it. And are you ignoring as many ones as were merged? That's what happened to them. Into Christ, were merged into his death. That's in Romans, and that's what the gospel does. Now that's in the context. I didn't have to. Now, which also an antithetical merger is delivered us. This is in 1 Peter 3:21. And he said, it's not a position away from the filth of the flesh, which I don't know why he'd say that. Except if that's what people would think, I guess. I don't know. But he said rather this, a full inquiry from a good conscience into God. You don't need a good conscience. You don't need a full inquiry. I will tell you that. It's not an answer. Answer is apokrinomai, which is from away from a judgment. This word is epioroto, which is a full inquiry. And that inquiry, that full inquiry that we have is from a good conscience. And the word conscience is from two words. That he's now saying a good conscience means it's no longer in dispute. Like, what if you went the rest of your life bantering back and forth with people about water or no water? I don't do that. And I'll fall asleep so fast tonight. I won't even think twice about it because I will only trust what the Scripture says. And that's what I was asked to present tonight. Do you believe a person has to be baptized with water to be saved? And we've yet to find a script that says that. So there's modes of baptism. There's people who pour or wash themselves before they do. There's people that are, say, submerged. They add the word sub to it. He proved that merge is a good word because he used its past participial form. It's a finite verb. There's water, spirit, fire, even baptism. There's Jesus, the gospel, New Testament churches. He says the New Testament churches or the apostles went out and did this. Bapto, only the three occurrences, say water, wine, and blood, passages are assumed to be water. And I don't make that, I don't believe you have to make that assumption. You just don't have to do that. Because, well, I know a lot of people that do, and I'm not picking on them. I would never even suggest that you should know better. Anybody know why I would never say we should know better? Sure you know why. But for the grace of God, there would I go also. The Bible says if our gospel be hid, it's hid because the God of this age has blinded us that we might not see the correct message of the glory of God. The word gospel itself means correct message. You ever read that translation? Of course not. People won't even say there's a correct message in the world. They're so offended about anything with veracity and accuracy and truth and infallibility. And
baptizo, people debate over it happened before the blood, but going through the Red Sea back to Egypt,
I'm just going to tell you, you're going the wrong way. Okay, Pharaoh's going to get you if you go that direction. What God did was bring him into the water to destroy him.